Dumelang, what's up? And welcome to the Multijoy Salon Factory's This Is Africa Filmmakers Podcast for anything and everything film in Africa. We're based in Gaborone, Botswana, but we speak on all film news across the continent. I'm your host, Serene Serena, a filmmaker and professional scriptwriter.
And I am your co-host, Nikita Mukhware, scriptwriter and trained actress. This is our first episode, so forgive me for my whoops and if I sound a little nervous, because that's why I'm doing them. I'm very nervous.
I get you. But we have quite a lot to talk about today, including filmmaker collaborations in Nigeria.
Yes.
A new series launch in Zambia. And we're going to have an insightful chat with our guest, Mr. Tefa Baya, who will be giving us a basic interview.
Yeah.
But he'll give us a basic overview of the creative industry in Botswana as we get 2021 into gear.
Yeah, but yes. I'm scared to say 2021 is going to be better than last year. Like, let's not lie. Let's not tell untruths. 2020 was a bit, you know. So I just want to scope the scene out first. Give it another month or two, maybe.
I hear you. Yeah. But I have to admit, I'm just a little bit excited about the year. Just a little bit.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's how it gets you. All right. I refuse to say anything yet. I don't want to give 2021 that power so soon.
Come on. Don't act like there's nothing to look forward to.
No.
Don't. I mean, look at that announcement from Nigeria last year about Jadesola Osiberu, who, after waiting for 13 years, is finally collaborating with the legendary Tunde Chelani. She's producing a film with him called Ayinla.
Yeah, oh my gosh, TK, Nollywood veteran, absolute legend in the industry. Yo, which movie was it that we watched together?
Mommy.
Yep, yes.
Produced and directed by him.
Yes. Oh, man. That was
like,
nice.
It's really interesting to see how far Nigerian films have come, you know?
And like, their stories have developed, you know, like they've just really come from strength to strength. And it was amazing having the chance to be taught by him. Remember, we were taught.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, like two years ago.
He's
really, really a dope guy. But to be honest, it's my first time hearing about Jade Osiberu. You know, like I've heard of her, but I've never really like, you know, taken the time to really get into it.
Let me tell you about her. She's a well-known filmmaker in Nollywood. She's been making films since 2013. And at that time, she was actually working as a software engineer because she graduated from university, software engineering.
Oh.
But she always knew that one day she was going to make films.
Oh, I've heard this story before. You know, like, it's just beautiful seeing someone's passion stay alive no matter what the world throws at them.
Exactly.
You know, tell me to do this, but I'm actually gonna do that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you could take me out of the filming, but
you can't take the filming out of me. Where have I heard that one before?
Right now, it's my original thought. Thank you for thinking of it with me. Okay. But like, I'm just saying that even though the world was telling her to move in a certain direction, she never agreed. You know, she just said, I'm a follow you for now. Then one day, boom, made her move. Now look at her, out here producing movies with film veterans. A whole dream come true.
Beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And she posted about it on her Instagram. Check out her handle, at Jade Osiberu.
Yebo.
Like, it's very inspiring. The fact that now she's working with her idol. Guys.
Like, when is that going to happen for me?
Who's your idol in the industry?
I don't know.
Nikki, what are you going to talk about? You don't even know who your idol is. Why are you gonna even want a moment with someone?
Okay, like, no, like I have, like, you know, idols, you know, global idols, because I was basically raised on international films, but I want a local one. Like, I want one from either, like, you know, my own country or from like other African countries, because I feel like the industry is growing now.
Yeah.
There's so much we still don't know about each other. So I'm looking. I'm keeping an eye out, you know, for my local idol, if that makes any sense.
Okay, I mean, personally, I feel like there's nothing wrong with having an international talent that you admire, that you respect. You know, I do see what you mean.
Thank you.
There's legit nothing wrong with finding inspiration from those people outside your community, from all other walks of life. Then you can take that inspiration that you get from everybody else, you know, funnel it back to yourself, and you be the idol for everybody else.
Yeah, okay, you have a point. It's just basically, okay, but what I'm saying is I just want to discover more local talents at the end of the day.
You know? Okay, no, I get you.
I
get you. So then you better be first in line for Ayinla.
I'm going to try. Like, maybe I can reconnect with TK, ask for some tickets to the premiere. Like, hey, remember me? Random girl you told for a few days, nearly 2 years ago. Wow, yes, I remember you too.
That's also, if you're able to travel, you know, it's covered. New normal.
Hey, like, girl, you get me excited, then you burst my bubble same time. Oh,
no, I mean, like, I'm really excited. But hey, fam, reality is reality. COVID-19 is still huge.
Yeah,
you know, 2020 passed, it's still here, 2021.
Hey, it doesn't want to let us go, huh? And some people think, oh no, great, it's great for the film industry. You know, everyone will be at home and, you know, more people will be able to watch more content. But it's not that simple.
It's not.
Filming the content is the problem. You know, getting projects off the ground and moving harder than ever. I don't know what the future holds for us, eh?
I don't either, man. Hey, social distancing is a thing. But hey, that's what I wanted us to discuss this time around with our guest. Let's welcome Mr. Tefa Baya to This Is Africa. He's an actor, a facilitator, a major stakeholder in the entertainment industry of Botswana, and he's here to give us some insight and an overview of the creative industry in Bots specifically, and where he sees it going this year. Hi, Tefo. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hey, Tefo.
Thank you for having me, ladies. I am so honored.
We're honored to have you here.
Oh, this is brilliant.
How's the new year been for you so far?
The new year for me has been revelation on revelation on revelation.
Hey.
It's like my eyes have opened afresh.
I love it.
Yes, that energy.
Give it to me, please. You know what COVID did? There's a beautiful thing from Pearl Harbor. So after the Japanese have attacked the Americans and, you know, carnage and there's all these things, you know what I mean? And they finally survived that whole 2 hour craziness. Then the Japanese, like, commander, the big guy, they congratulate him. They're like, well done, sir. You've done. It's all in Japanese. We've seen subtitles. But this guy has this face, this, like, serious face, like he doesn't look like someone who's had a great victory. And they're like, ah, what's wrong? It's like, I'm afraid all we have done is awaken the sleeping giant.
Ooh.
And that's when World War, like, shifted, because the Americans then got involved.
Oh, snap.
And then things got crazy.
Whoa.
So that's how I thought about COVID. Like, it was rough last year. But suddenly towards the end of it, I'm like, wait a minute. I had forgotten.
Hey.
Who are you? What are you here to do? I'm like, all right, homie.
I'm telling
you. Let's do this.
Hey,
We're gonna go more into that topic later. Mm-hmm. I need to hear more about this. Mm-hmm. But no, please. In the meantime, please introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell us about you, right? We know, but you know, give us more.
People need to know.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Tefo Mphile Baya, Ngwana wa Motswana, from Botswana, born and bred in Botswana.
Yep.
And to keep it short, ke modiragatsi, which means that I am a person of action. I am a creative. I am a creator. So I use my talents in acting, my talents in writing, curating, my talents in training, mentoring, guiding, my talent in just getting down and working.
Yeah.
And having the energy to put in the work and just get going. And that's the big thing about modiragatsi. We do things. We get things done. So I love the word actor, that I am an person of action. I act on inspiration, on desire, on motivation, on drive, on passion, on, I just act on it, on creative ideas. So that's who I am. Formerly, I'm a performance specialist, and currently I am the director at Mighty Song, but I specialize in anything performance related, and I also focus a lot more on festivals and creative and cultural hubs. So creating spaces that allow creatives or creativity to flourish, and also using that creativity to address issues in communities.
And just for clarification, Mighty Song is a theater.
Yes, Mighty Song is a theater within Maruapula School, which is under the Maruapula Foundation. So Mighty Song is actually the department, and then we manage the theater and the studio as well, and the little outdoor space that we have.
Yeah.
So I'm the managing and creative director there.
Well, you are rumored to be the go-to guy when it comes to finding reliable and upcoming talent in this creative industry. How did that come to be?
I mean, just to give my story, when I originally studied in South Africa, and then when I first came back to Botswana, To kind of like, you know, set down my roots and figure myself out here. The first person that my dad, who's not a theater guy at all, recommended to me was Tefo Paya. And that's where I got my first job. That's where I got my first in on the industry. Like, you are the go-to guy. Even for people who are not in this industry, you're the go-to guy.
You know?
Explain yourself.
I think it came about because my educational background, like as a teacher, trainer, drama teacher, and I've always pushed that even before I studied further, even when I was a student, I'd help younger students. Mm. So for me, I saw what education had done for me, and having a mentor in the theater space, a certain Warren Nebe, he was my drama teacher, and a certain Simon Miller and Isaac Lungu. These were people who just really saw me, nurtured me, and helped me get to where I was, where I am now. Mm. And so I always wanted to give back. And I thought, I'll give back by teaching, by training. So that's how I kind of became the go-to guy. So as the drama teacher, then as head of school at AFTA, the film school, head of performance, so stage acting and screen acting.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, at Mighty Swans, I've always had that idea of training, teaching, guiding, mentoring. Mm. And that's how I kind of became the go-to guy. So I have this little motto where I'm like, I see the future before it comes.
Yeah.
So I discover the rough, the rough and raw talent in Botswana. And
the
I
rough
really,
diamonds.
Yeah,
we
the rough
are
diamonds.
The country
we are the diamonds.
Exactly. So I'm about that, mining our creative diamonds.
Nice.
Finding them, helping where I can, and then allowing them to carry on. Mm. Hence the Lore movement, which is Lore lo jolo sale metsi, fale kwa kwa letsela robeg. And that's a Setswana saying about you tend to the plant when it's still young and supple. That's how you shape and mold it and guide it in its growth.
Mm.
So it can be the best that it can be. Yeah.
No, I hear
it's
you.
It's beautiful.
So before we talk about where our creative industry is going, let's talk about where it currently is. So we touched on it earlier in the conversation, COVID, the effects of COVID. Mm. Like, as from what you've seen, where is the industry currently standing in that regard?
Firstly, before COVID, as a formal, structured, thriving industry, it wasn't there yet.
Mm.
We're still in a development phase. So I see Botswana as almost a semi-professional industry. Mm. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not structured properly yet. There's no structures in government that fully support it for it to be a full-on industry, where people can't even calculate the true value of it.
Mm.
They did do your research and so on, but even then, as someone who's on the ground, I deal with too many artists who don't even have bank accounts. Do you get what I mean? So immediately that just says, that's not an industry.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a bank account and you're being paid sometimes by t-shirts, sometimes by food, transport.
Exactly.
Or just by experience.
Exactly.
Exposure.
So, so that in itself, so I just need to clarify that.
Mm.
So when COVID came, it damaged this young industry that has a lot of potential, but it's still growing and developing.
Mm.
And so it just wiped us out. Boom.
Mm.
Or not wiped us out, because we're still there.
Yes.
There's still people who are
but
there.
But we took a hard hit.
No, we took a hard hit. Mm. But I see it right now in a moment of the flood has hit.
Mm-hmm.
And only those who had real strong roots are still standing.
Mm.
It got rid of the fly by night.
Yeah.
It got rid of those people who were just chancing. It got rid of those who saw it in a very romantic view. So in a really exposed place, very wounded, very vulnerable. You know, people are broken, the trauma, it's like it has happened and it's still happening.
Mm.
And literally we're all just standing there like, what do we do? Right? But the beauty of it is that there's people now who are seeing that, you know what? My roots run deep.
Mm.
I'm not in this for the quick buck. I'm not in this because it looks cool. This is my life. So people now are stepping up. So that's where we're at right now.
Mm.
The people that are there now, the creatives, it's an industry that is now showing that, listen, we are here. We are diamonds. We may be rough and not polished, but we are diamonds and we are hard and we're resilient. So that's where it's at right now.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful space because for me, it has this fire now.
Thank you.
Like there's a fight in us. There's almost a rebellion brewing. You know, we're going to get things done. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, because I've seen that. I've seen that even though we're all still very scared about what the future holds with restrictions and COVID, a lot of creatives have become so innovative. Mm. They've become so much more resilient almost to be like, listen, I'm going to make it work. Mm. Like last year was crazy, but this year, come what may, I'm ready to just take it by the horns and go with it. And I think that's incredible. Like it says something for how, like you say, with the potential that's in this country, how real it is and how we're not here just for the sake of whatever. Yeah. We want to make a difference.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
I mean, it's 2021 now. It's a new year, you know? So we all like to think that new year comes with new changes, comes with better things. So do you think that now, with this new year, after all these restrictions, and I mean, let's say ongoing restrictions still, that maybe we as an industry now, could we say we know better? Can we say we do better? How do you see things now happening with the creative industry in this space?
We have been stripped naked. So people have to see it for what it is now. Mm-hmm. We are naked. We are bare and exposed. So we're seeing our truth. Everyone is seeing their truth now, their hardcore truth. And now when you see your truth, the question is, what do you do after that? So people now are kind of seeing that, listen, I am naked, I am exposed, I am vulnerable. How now do I protect myself? So some people will be like, you know what? Maybe right now I can't, like those who do, for example, clubs, those who do theater, fest, you can't have people, full stop. Mm-hmm. So some of them have been like, okay, let me shift, do some farming, sell this, sell that, hustle, right?
Yeah.
Some people have been like, no, let me go into more of an incubation or hibernation space. So I'm still going to hone my craft and really take this as time to do internal work, right? So there's a lot of that people now have seen where they're at and they have to make a decision based on them being stripped and exposed. But there's a way forward. They've realized that they have to make a choice and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
They can't no longer stay there and beg for help and riot and... It's not getting them anyway. They've been stagnant for too long. They're waiting for this thing to pass. It's not passing.
Mm.
It says, you must move through me.
Yeah.
There's no arm passing. You must move through me.
Mm.
And so people are moving through it. And like I said, those were the strong roots were really, that's what's happening now.
Mm.
And they're really trying to build on it. And a lot of people are now going more into the digital space or the space where it's our creativity is translated into some sort of other medium that doesn't need direct contact with people.
Yeah.
So radio, TV, films, social media, online platforms actually more than anything.
Yeah.
So that's where, how do you translate your creativity to a digital space that's more accessible and beyond our borders?
Mm, bigger markets, which comes beautiful. With its pros and cons.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm. So that's actually... kind of scary when you sit and you think about it. You're like, there are more people to play with, there's more to do, but also it's a new landscape for a lot of people.
It is, and I think it's good. One of the reasons I came back, so I left here, went straight to Switzerland. In Switzerland, I was doing my A-level, and these guys wanted me to stay another year, first of all, and wasn't planned. And they promised me the world. They promised me I can go to any institution I wanted to. Any. And they'd get me scholarships.
Mm.
And I was shocked. I'm like, why are these guys so into me? What is it? And then they were like, you have something that... And I was with the richest kids in the world. So there was something I brought to my talent and ability. I'm like,
What did I do?
I'm here on scholarship. What is... Then I'm like, hold up. So I was like, you know what? I'll go study closer to home. And at that time, the close place was South Africa. So I went there.
Mm.
But even in South Africa, when I finished my 6 years, I could have long been in all these soapies. I keep, you know, people get excited about in the past 3 years. I was in Joburg in 2007.
Mm.
I could have been in soapies before even 2010.
Mm.
I had agents wanting me. People I studied with are the biggest who's who's in Hollywood from South Africa.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? I've shared the same stage with these people. I've done TV. I've been on screen. There's a lot of things I did in 6 years in Joburg. A lot happened. And I could have easily, with my qualifications, even got a permanent residency. But I realized, wait a minute, as Botswana, why is the best of Botswana always leaving?
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to talk about our diamonds, it's that question that they had at the time, was why are rough diamonds leaving and then we get given jewelry to buy?
Bruh.
But it's our diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it being cut and polished here and we're creating our own... So I said the same thing about us as creatives. Too many of the best of Botswana and Africa in general leave.
Yeah.
None of them remain to inspire the people here. So everyone aspires to be on SABC in South Africa, aspires to be Hollywood, wherever. But no one aspires to be here.
Yeah.
So that's why I actually came back. Mm. And the big thing I've been pushing is since I've come back, most of my performing, when I act, it's actually outside of the country. Mm. So I produce it here and then it's exported. But then I come back here. And so that's one thing I'm excited about. They're finally Botswana waking up to realize we are as good as them or even better because of the dynamic setup of Botswana. We have so many different cultures and different people here that actually can try out your work. And it's in a way, you know, the energy of Botswana is so unique that when it comes to creativity, it's something they've never experienced. Do you get what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's what I feel, that's what I'm excited about. It's scary, but it's where we need to be. We need to learn to produce locally and export it.
Thank you. Mm. And I now believe you when you say you're the type of person to see the future before it happens, because that's right? where a lot of African countries are right now.
Yeah.
And it's something you saw from way back then. Way back then. But yeah, so then, you know, time with you is almost up. We just like to end with, how do we stay connected with you? You know, people who want to get to know you, who want to maybe work with you, how do we connect?
The best way is to check on me on emails, actually the best. To be honest, dead honest, it's like T4, so the number 4, so the letter T and the number 4, and then Paya, P-A-Y-A, at gmail.com, or T4 Paya, the same one, group at gmail.com, or T4 Paya group 20 at gmail.com.
That's a lot of emails.
Or topartbw@gmail.com. Or if it's something to do with Mighty Song, director@mightysong.org.
Hey!
Okay, so we've got 5 emails.
Yeah. No,
basically.
There's also another one.
Oh,
but that's
of course.
Not me personally. Just to end, the reason you can reach me in the different organizations and companies that I'm actually part of, whether I'm a co-founder or I also believe investing in people who have passion.
Yeah.
So I've shifted to becoming a producer now and more behind the scenes.
Beautiful.
So when I identify a talent, sometimes I partner or sometimes I get them to create a company, and then through T4 Bio Group, we create and push for projects.
You group.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
You see what I mean? T4 Bio Group, it's all those that I've worked with. We get together and do the things.
Yeah.
You ladies, I know. I'm going to partner with, you know.
You know
what we're working on.
Things are happening.
You know what I'm saying.
We'll discuss that one.
Hashtag watch this space.
Another time. So that's how people can get hold of me. But even on Facebook, it's there. Top Art BW. On Facebook, T4 Bio, T4 Umpile Bio. Facebook, or T4 Bio. On Facebook, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming here today. Thank you for sharing your story. This is wonderful. We look forward to more work by you. We look forward to working with you. We look forward to seeing you everywhere.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me. Hope I didn't talk too much.
Please, but you didn't talk enough.
You don't talk enough.
Oh, thank
really.
You, thank you, thank you.
We hope that you have a wonderful 2021.
Please.
And again, we cannot wait to see what you do this year.
The giant has awoken.
The giant has awoken.
I've been sleeping for too long.
The giant has awoken.
Yay, win.
I love that. I love that. You know, like, this year can come with anything and everything it's got, but we're going to fight back.
Exactly. And you're right, you know, at the end of the day, as scary as this year may seem because of last year, there is a lot to get excited about.
I mean,
we do have a new channel coming to DSTV, and you know me, I love my channels. Brand new, pan-African, and lifestyle. And it's about celebrating and exploring African lives and loves with, you know, the content that it's going to be focusing on. And that said, content is going to be, you know, lifestyle, fashion, food, weddings, dating, and I mean, of course, reality.
Oh yeah, what's it called again? Honey.
Yay! Honey. So sweet.
But why do they call it that? Like, was the team having some tea and honey?
Serena,
and someone was like, pass the honey, please. And it's like, you know what?
That's it.
That's it. We're calling it honey.
Ish, bro, best ideas happen like that. So, you know, honestly, that really could have happened.
But like, it's a lifestyle channel. So I think it works.
You know?
you think honey, you think golden, you think sweet deliciousness. So that's like that kind of visual that you want people to see when they talk about your
okay,
channel.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's branding, guys.
Branding.
Branding, kids. So important. It's important.
Mm.
And I also feel like this kind of channel is like way longer due. I mean, I'm way beyond ready to watch African reality shows all day, every day.
Honey marathon, is that you? Is that us? Are we doing
it's gonna
that?
Be us. It's gonna be us when this channel finally drops. Africans, let's not lie, we're hella entertaining.
We're so entertaining, bro. Like, and I think it's because we're so used to laughing when times are tough. You know, like I've noticed across the continent, it's something that a lot of us share. You know, when things are so rough, we laugh.
We laugh.
We crack jokes. We have after tears at funerals.
I mean, that one is kind of new though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
After tears.
Okay, yeah, not true.
Yeah, like, you know, that whole thing of parties held after a burial for, after, yeah, a burial of a loved one to pay their respects.
Yeah.
I've never personally been to one of those. Okay. But, you know, I do wonder what they're like.
Maybe, you know, honey will have one.
If it's going to be allowed. I mean, it's still a funeral.
Oh, wow. I'm sure it'd be. You know, it's a celebration of life well lived, after
okay,
all.
Yeah.
You know, not so much life lost. And I mean, think about it. It'll be like inviting all these different countries to your after tears.
Okay,
because
okay.
isn't Honey's Day going to be broadcasting by like Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Namibia, Botswana, Malawi, Zambia, Angola, Mozambique, Tanzania, DRC, Cameroon, and
South Africa.
Like, I mean, imagine having Namibians and Nigerians coming to your after tears.
Beautiful. But, you know, I like the fact that it's so pan-African, you know, and it's supposed to be that channel for, like, authentic African storytelling. So, you know, those kind of things work.
Oh.
So let's see what's it about.
Let's see what happens. I mean, it is what the people want to see.
It is. You know, even the MultiChoice CEO of General Entertainment, Miss Yolisa Patle, she did say that lifestyle is such a popular genre, and it's been for years. So Honey is basically just responding to that yearning.
In my chest, and we're gonna be engaging with like. Different cultures, people, fights, drama.
I'm so excited. Nikki, I'm so excited.
And it's going to be available online, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no, yes. It's going to be on, like, DSTV app, Showmax, and that's really good because your girl don't live with her parents, so...
Oh, no.
No Dakota as yet. You know what I'm saying? All the people who moved out, they understand my pain. But, yeah. But it will also be available on, like, Dakotas as well, you know, Compact, Compact Plus, Premium, the huge...
Awesome. So hey, when are we doing this honey marathon?
Please, it's set to launch Friday 12 February. So okay. I mean, if we spend the weekend in, you know, a lockdown is in effect. Just want to practice social distancing and you know, let's go on the couch there. Let's check it out.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I really want to check it out. You know, maybe we'll have something produced by big names in different industries.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like, you know, Mr. Femi Odugbemi. And you know, Brad, that time he was just been named jury president of the 2021 Pitcher Awards Entertainment category.
Whoop, whoop. Congrats to him. I don't know if you know, like, the way the jurors are chosen. Like, you know, it's like from a wide range of international artists.
Yeah.
Based on their body of work.
Yeah.
It's based on respect from their peers, you know, and being a jury president, that's like an internationally recognized thing. It's huge.
Exactly.
So he must be really well known.
Oh, girl, let me geek about the Femi Odugbemi for 2 minutes. Just give me the floor.
Do it.
Give me the floor. First of all, I can't pronounce his surname.
You know,
it has a certain sound, right? Like in the middle part of his surname, there's the GB, right? When you spell it, the GB, and it's a sound that I struggle to pronounce. You know, something like
Okay, I'm not even gonna try.
It's so hard. It's like the clicks in, you know, Zulu or Xhosa.
Okay,
you have to be in the know to know. Kind of mannerism. But I don't know. But you know what? I'm gonna push through because I have to tell you about
Man. Sis.
So Femi Odugbemi, he's an accomplished storyteller and content producer. Like, his career is there in advertising, broadcasting, filmmaking, the works. And he's been a member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in the United States. He's also a former president of the Independent Television Producers Association of Nigeria,
okay,
co-founded the I Represent International Documentary Film Festival Lagos, and he's also served as juror. You know, he's not new to this. He's also served as juror of the Emmy Awards in New York for 2012 and 2016, bruh.
Well, I mean, that's a rap sheet.
It's a rap sheet. And I'm sure you thought I was done, right? No, am not done.
Okay.
Because his screen credits include Nigeria's longest running daily soap, Tinsel. And that has over 2,500 episodes.
Word.
Over 2,500 episodes. And counting. He's also done critically acclaimed drama series, Battleground.
Okay.
460 episodes. Mm-hmm. His most recent work, Brethren. 260 episodes.
Nice.
And all of these are screened across the continent, right? So then in November 2013, he also received another award, Excellence Award of the Society of the Performing Arts of Nigeria. And he received the prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award from the Nigeria Film Corporation in 2018. But, and this isn't the full list of his awards.
That is such
There's
a
so
dream.
Many more.
But hey, Nikki, you've been to Nigeria before. Tell me. Tell me you saw him. Tell me you
of
saw him.
Of course I saw him, bruh. Like, dude, he's so awesome in person. Like, he's so wise. He'll tell you that he isn't, but he is. He's so funny. He's full of energy. Like, it's... Okay, whoa. What if he's my idol?
I think Serena, he's your idol.
What if he's my
you
idol?
You found him.
My local idol has
idol.
Been chilling this whole time. Oh my gosh, let me tell him.
Nikki, wait, we're busy. Wait, you'll tell him later.
Okay, just remind me. But yo, dude, no, this is such a big moment for me. Like, this is so cool. He really is someone I look up to. And I would be beyond honored to work with him someday. Like, if he mentored me, I'd die on the spot, then revive. Because I have so much to learn from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Okay, well, I mean, you know a lot about him.
Yes.
Some is a little scary, but we're not going to talk about that.
Don't hate.
But you know who else was also recently appointed a jury president? The director of the award-winning film Parasite.
Bong Joon-ho.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that guy.
Another possible idol, maybe?
I don't know. Because to be honest, I've only watched one of his films so far.
Okay.
Like, I discovered him through Parasite, so I'm still like, you know, learning
more
about
him. That was a good movie,
ne? Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of his works have gone on to be instant classics, so I'm really excited to learn more. What festival is he appointed for?
The Venus Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
And he's apparently so excited about it.
Of course he is.
Like, he had a statement in this article, and you could tell that he's got so much respect for this festival, what it stands for.
Yeah.
You know, he's just had that, like, happy to be here vibe. Just like, I'm
so
happy
cute.
To be here.
Yeah.
And he's looking forward to watching all those films that will be sent in. And, oh, God, I wish I was him right now.
Yeah.
You know, just having time to just watch films every single day.
Bruh, just sitting back and watching, like, film after film after film. After. And not just any films, like these really, those ones that make you think.
That make you think. Yeah, you know.
Oh, man, must be nice.
But it's also, I'm sure it must be a little difficult. You know, you gotta, like, blend in that professional opinion, you know, with your personal opinion. You can't be too biased.
Oh, judging. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, and then it's a lot of films to go through. So the judging, you know, it's even more difficult.
But you know what? It's all cool. Back to our local content.
You know.
Let's talk about Makofi.
Yes, I saw the post on Facebook, bruh. Like, I'm excited about that. Huh? Tell me more, please.
So it's currently broadcasted on DSTV's Mbezi Magic. That's channel 162.
Yebo.
And it's this beautiful story. Like, I love the storyline. It's cool. What makes it different is the fact that it's based on life in and outside the boxing ring.
Uh-huh.
That's the first for Zambian series.
Yeah, I saw the boxing gloves. It's a first for me too. This is the first local show I've heard of that deals with the sport. You know,
me
boxing.
Either, you know?
Yeah, unless I'm forgetting one.
I can't think of personally.
Mm.
But you know what makes it even more interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Zambians love boxing.
Okay.
What makes it even more interesting is that it's got a female lead, echoing a Zambian boxing princess in real life, Esther Piri.
Whoa.
Yep.
Zambia has a whole boxing princess.
They do. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
So Esther Piri was the world champion. She is a world champion after defeating a Belinda Lacrant.
Hey.
She's so far been in 19 fights, and she's won 14 of them.
Hey, whoa. Ah, that's that's a lot, guys. Wait. Yeah.
She's even got a whole documentary just about her life.
I mean, her life sounds so documentary-able.
Dude, it's called Between the Rings. You should really check it out. It's released in 2014. Mm. Definitely going to have a sleepover about it.
Yay!
It's created by her cousin, Jessie Cheesy. It's really awesome. Sweet. It sounds really awesome.
By family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they must be building off of all of that. And now we have a series also that speaks to it. That's so cool.
So, you know, let me tell you, when it's going to be airing? February 2021. The first. Actually, it's been airing. We should watch it.
Oh my gosh. Please.
We're going to watch it.
Savius must be so excited.
We're going to watch it.
No. But I mean, with what I know now of Zambia's history with boxing, that I had no idea. No idea at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they're going to bring all the fire.
No, they are. If the acting is good and the boxing is good, we're in.
We're in, bruh. No, please. But I wonder if it'll have the same effect, you know, Queen's Gambit had.
I mean, maybe. Mm. We'll see. Because, you know, people started wanting to play chess after maybe seeing start chess on TV.
Playing boxing.
Exactly.
Playing boxing.
They'll start boxing.
But fingers crossed, you know, maybe that'll happen.
We'll see. But, you know, we'll see. And that is all we have for today. Southern Africa is buzzing. Mm. From new shows to new channels. Nigeria coming in with new collaborations. Yes. Newly appointed jury presidents. Mm. Whew, new year always brings new beginnings. And what a beautiful thing to see. Mm. This is Africa.
Ah, no. Special thanks to our content contributors, Muchemwa Sinkala, Amber Indongeset, and Aaron J. Tamalef, all MTF alumni, for sourcing the news for this week's podcast.
Before we go, show some love for your new favorite podcast by following Multichoice Silent Factory on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook using the handle at Multichoice Silent Factory and hashtag MTFTIA to talk to us and keep up with everything related to us. Which countries will we be covering next?
Which indeed?
Angola.
Ghana.
Ethiopia.
Mozambique.
Tune in next week to find out as we continue to bring you anything and everything film in Africa. Same place, same time. I'm Serena.
And this is Nikita signing out.
Salang Sintle.